Freedom Dog Rescue had a bottle drive, an empties drive for their rescue this past weekend in Rockland. David Harding is the founder of the rescue and is with us this morning. Boy, David, you and your volunteers had some great weather this weekend, I would say.
Yeah, it was just fantastic and very generous support from the people of Rockland. We managed to raise over $2,200 at this event.
Did you say $2,200?
Yeah, $2,200.
You know what? That's amazing. You know what? The thing is, people in Clarence, Rockland are so generous. So how did this bottle drive come together? How was it organized?
Well, one of our volunteers, Marielle, put together this event. She got some generous support from Teo Grunea Efi Funeral Home, which was the drop-off space, and P. Moran Automobile donated vehicles to transfer the bottles over to get cashed in.
Any idea on how many bottles and cans? Did someone actually, like, count each individual empty?
Well, yeah, I know some of the drop-off locations will do estimates, but at $2,200, I'd have to say that is at 10 cents a can. That's over 22,000. That's 22,000 according to my internal math.
You know what? It's Monday. Don't worry about it, David. The fact is that Freedom Dog Rescue raised $2,200. That's amazing. Now, how are you going to use that money raised?
Oh, well, we, as you may know, we're an all-volunteer charitable organization, so we rely on this kind of fundraising to help support our dogs in need. Vetting bills are always a huge expense for us. For these particular dollars, a lot of them may be going to our latest intake, which came from Barbados on the refugee model. The project that was run with Eastern Ontario Pot Cake Rescue. And we just took 25 of those dogs into care on the weekend. So I'm sure there's going to be some unforeseen vetting bills there, and these dogs will definitely help us in with that situation.
And those dogs that were part of the refugee rescue with Eastern Ontario Pot Cakes Rescue that you ended up picking up with Freedom Dog Rescue, they will soon be available for adoption, right? Because I know so many people are trying to get dogs and puppies.
Oh, yes. We are going to be keeping them in care for at least 2 weeks. We just want to make sure that they're healthy, that they're settled into their homes. It can be quite a traumatic event, as you can imagine, for dogs, especially with the flight times and travel times. But after that two-week period, when we have a pretty good sense of what the dogs are, then you'll start to see them coming up on our webpage.
Fantastic. Do you have any other fundraising events planned for Freedom Dog Rescue in the near future, David?
Yeah, we have lots of events that we try to keep going. You can always check them out on our Facebook page. One of our popular events are our Paws Up Trivia Nights, which we run on Zoom, which means that everybody can join in. They can be in different households and on the same team using Zoom. We've done topics like The Office, Disney, Star Wars, and we're looking at probably announcing something very soon for our next trivia event, looking at different topics that we might offer.
You know, that's fantastic. Well, kudos to you, your volunteers, and those that gave generously with the bottle drive for Freedom Dog Rescue this past weekend. Dave, always a pleasure, and hopefully we can work together really soon and help those puppies and dogs and senior dogs in need. Have a great day, Dave.
Okay, thank you so much.